This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A prosecutor and defense attorney offered sharply different views Monday on how George Floyd, a black man in Minneapolis, Minnesota, died in police custody last year in an incident that triggered protests around the world against police abuse of minorities. The prosecutor, Jerry Blackwell, accused former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who is white, of using excessive and unreasonable force when he pinned his knee on Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes as Floyd pleaded that he could not breathe. A shopkeeper had accused Floyd of trying to use a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes. Blackwell told the 12-member jury in opening arguments in the Minneapolis, Minnesota trial that the veteran police officer, in his words, betrayed his badge in the incident. But defense attorney Eric Nelson countered in his opening argument. Derek Chauvin did exactly what he'd been trained to do in his 19-year career, to restrain Floyd after he'd resisted arrest. Nelson contended that Floyd died from underlying health issues, including high blood pressure and drug use. The 45-year-old Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter charges. If convicted, Chauvin could face years in prison. At the White House Monday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that the president, Joe Biden, will be watching the trial closely. Street protests of police treatment of minorities, some of which turned violent, erupted in numerous U.S. cities and elsewhere in the world in the weeks after Floyd's death. The city of Minneapolis agreed recently to pay Floyd's relatives $27 million in damages to settle their claims of abuse in the case. And you can follow that story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com.